Here, let me get your stuff. I just put dinner in the oven. It should be ready here in a few minutes. Oh, I've still got my apron on. Okay, let me take it off really quick. Oh, I missed you. How was your day? I'm sorry. That sounds so stressful. Here, come sit down on the couch with me. And tell me what happened. Here we go. So what happened? Who do I have to beat up at your job? Your boss? Ugh, what did that idiot do? Are you serious? What a fucking tool. You're the best employee they've got. You work so hard. Your boss has no right to make comments like that. Ugh. First, they hardly ever acknowledge the work that you've done in the past. They just take you for granted. And now they criticize you for absolutely no reason. I don't get this person at all. Well, just confirms what I already suspected. Your boss is an idiot. A bona fide, dyed-in-the-wool moron. You know what? Don't listen to anything they say. You hear me? You work so hard, and you give it the best you have every day, and you're going farther than any of them ever will. They're just jealous because they see you rising, and they know they'll never get out of their pathetic little middle manager position. People like that just enjoy making other people feel small. How are you feeling? Yeah, it's written all over your shoulders. Here, turn your back to me. I'll rub out the knots. And there we go. Damn job always sending the love of my life home to me with stress knots in their shoulders. I don't mind ripping them out of you, but I hate that they treat you the way they do sometimes. No, I know it's not always that way, but it should never be that way. Not for you. You deserve happiness every single day. Not this nonsense. Hey, I can tell you're still feeling a little down. I know you. Look at me for a sec. I love you, okay? All right, turn around again. I'm just gonna rub the base of your neck and fan my fingers all the way down to your shoulders. Just pulling on the muscles until they soften under my fingers. I'll switch around between that rolling thing that you like and my fingers, okay? And while I'm rubbing, you listen to me. I am so proud of you. It's not easy to go in day after day and give it your best like you do. It's not easy to do the long hours, overtime, dealing with idiots the whole day through, and still come home and be this amazing person I know and love. You always stay so humble about it. I know when you come home and vent, you feel like you're complaining, but I'm so happy that you talk to me about work. I want to be part of everything in your life, even when it's stressful days like today. I know that you'll go back in for your next shift and you'll bolster yourself to do it again because you're such a great person. Because you have such a lovely optimism that I truly adore about you. And at the end of the day, when you come home, I'll be here waiting for you. With kisses and shoulder rubs and something delicious to eat, ready to support you the way that you support me when things are the other way around. I love you so much. I'm so incredibly glad that I met you. I want to make our home a place where the stress can roll right off your shoulders the minute you come home. Where you can relax and let your troubles fade away or celebrate the things that made you smile and feel proud. Yep, lean to my hands. Let me make you feel good. One last big knot. Let me just press my thumbs into this one. And there. I can feel it releasing. Love that happy little sigh. There we go. Lean back a little so I can hold you. I'm going to squeeze you tight until all the stress melts out of you. And I'm going to kiss it out of you. Mwah! And I'm going to love it out of you. Your stress doesn't stand a chance. Here. That's dinner. I better go grab it before it burns. Let's eat, love. And afterwards, let's find something fun to do. Get your mind off of everything. I can keep rubbing your back. We can go see a movie. And take a walk in the park. Anything you want. I love you so much. Let's eat.